I'm Steve Potter, and coming up later, how members of four St. Louis cover bands are coming together for a benefit concert at the Pageant. Meanwhile, vocalist Brian Owens is headlining a concert Sunday at the Bistro at Grand Center. Another jazzy, soulful holiday affair will benefit a scholarship fund at the University of Missouri St. Louis. And I don't know how long it's been, Brian, but you're almost a regular here at Cityscape.
Yay!
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you
have
too.
Have you been?
Busy.
I know. I can see it. Busy. I can see it on your face that you're definitely into the holiday season. It's begun.
Yes.
It's sort of an overwhelmed look.
I'm in the spirit. I stay in the spirit.
Do you all year?
Yeah, man.
Hey, this is a busy time of year for most people, and I know you've got young kids. In fact, congratulations are in order, because since the last time I saw you, you've had another child.
What, Lincoln?
4 months?
Yeah, he'll be 4 months, I think, next week.
What do you mean you think?
I have four, man.
It gets a little confusing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In fact, you were at the, I think you were with them at the Magic House this morning?
Yes, I was. We had a wonderful time. Shout out to the Magic House. Yeah.
I've never been there, believe it or not. What am I missing?
Maybe we'll talk about that the next time I come on.
Too much to talk about?
Yeah. Yeah. So much. You're missing so much. So
is Christmas at your house a big production now that, with kids and everything?
That's a tricky subject, because usually we spend the last 2 weeks of December in Illinois between my parents' house and my wife's parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
So Christmas is a production, but not one that we put on. I feel like we produce enough during the year.
You're just along for the ride?
House. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like it that way, you know. We go over to Gigi's and Pop's house and get to spend time with them.
Yeah, so we were the same way. Both my sets of my grandparents, you know, we'd go back and forth, and it was like a week of Christmas.
It's fun, though. You know, they put on the, you know, the old holiday music, they play the Temptations and the Motown Christmas, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. Until they put Kenny G. No, I'm just joking. I love Kenny G. I'm sorry.
So your kids range in age of now 4 months to what?
Five.
To five. Wow, that's a handful, isn't it?
It's good.
Do your kids visit Santa ahead of time? Or do they wait for Christmas morning, or is this something, do they go see him ahead of time?
I don't know how to approach this, because Santa in my house is a little different
kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't want to ruin anything if there's any kids watching.
All right.
Well, no, they wouldn't be watching, because this is radio, right?
Right. Just staring at the radio, maybe. I had a big debate with some friends recently. How traditional are you in your Christmas traditions? You know, some people like to do everything the old-fashioned way. Other people make up, you know, their own stuff. I had a big debate with some friends the other day about Christmas trees, real or artificial. We had a big debate about that.
I really don't care. I mean, I think for me, my favorite part of the holiday season is family, faith, and food. Let's go faith, family, and food in that order. So that's the order. And just being around and having fellowship with people you love, I think that's the most important thing. And I love the music. I love holiday music, because a lot of the messages in the music are ones that I can identify with every day of the year, not just, you know, on December 25th or around the holiday season or whenever the radio decides to start playing holiday music in November. Not that I'm bitter about that.
That sort of gets to me too.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion. Do you decorate much?
No, not at our house. Like, we put up a couple things, maybe a wreath here, some lights there. Our kids really, really, really want a Christmas tree. So maybe one day we'll do that. But we're always gone, so, you know, it makes sense just to have the one over at the grandparents' house.
Well, before we go any further, I need to remind people that you are having a concert on Sunday. We've got a lot of things else you're involved with that we're going to talk about. But on Sunday, it's another jazzy, soulful holiday affair at the Bistro at Grand Center. And why don't we sample some of your work right now? This is the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the seasons bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
And that is Brian Owens.
They know that sad.
Brian, when you tackle classics like that, how do you make it your own? And you do.
Well, it makes it very easy when you have Peter Martin playing with you, who's on the recording. We just recorded that last week at our Soul of the Season concert. It was Peter Martin and the 442s and my drummer, Rob Woody. I think you just have to stay true to the song. I think part of making something, for me anyway, part of making something my own is being true to the lyric, being true to the melody, and not taking the song into a place where maybe the song doesn't call for.
Mm-hmm.
I really love that song, though. And I really love the Nat King Cole version of it. So, kind of letting those kind of things live and breathe through the interpretation, I think, is the coolest thing.
Well, your event on Sunday at the Bistro is, you're headlining, of course, but it's billed as Brian Owens and Trio. Who's the trio?
The trio is on guitar, Sean Robinson. On bass, Sean Taylor, and on drums, Rob Woody, which is my standard trio that I use for all of my music endeavors. So should be a lot of fun doing some original music, definitely doing some holiday music. I believe the Chancellor's going to be there, so we're going to be maybe doing a couple tunes together.
Tom George, of course, plays the piano.
Yeah, and we're actually playing together tonight at St. Louis Country Club, doing a little holiday thing out there, so.
And also on your event on Sunday, Jim Widener?
Yeah.
And Nancy Kranzberg, what are they doing?
I think they're playing.
Come and find out, right?
Yeah, come down.
Tell me a little bit about what you've got on the program. You said original music. Talk about that.
Well, we're going to do some stuff from my last album, Moods and Messages. A couple of things that I didn't record on that album. So that's, in terms of the original music, that'll kind of be the extent of it. And we'll pull in some of the old classic tunes, like some Marvin, maybe do some Marvin Gaye.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's festive. What's Going On is a very festive tune. At least it is to me.
Absolutely. This concert is also going to benefit some scholarship at the University of Missouri.
Yeah, it's being put on by the Black Alumni Association. Or African American Alumni Association, rather, with UMSL. And it's been a real blessing for me to continue in partnership with the university that I graduated from, not only in this capacity, but through the position that I currently have with the St. Louis Symphony, managing the In Unison program. I get to facilitate scholarships for University of Missouri St. Louis students. So I get to do a lot of mentoring and really kind of paying back some of the things that I got from the university.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about your day job at the Symphony.
It's awesome. I have the best, support in the world with Adam Crane and Maureen Byrne and everybody in external affairs over there. And really, they're really allowing me to kind of develop this In Unison program and really put a focus on student enrichment and professional development and some different opportunities for our scholarship winners and just expanding the program. So it's really been fun.
We're talking with vocalist Brian Owens. Well, you talk about mentoring. Can you be more specific?
Well, we do some things where, we go out and have lunch and talk about the music industry. We talk about what their dreams and desires are. And then based upon those dreams and desires, I try to match them with folks within the symphony organization that may be good for them to talk with or good to them to, have a lesson with. Some of them are performance-based. So it's really cool because there's not so many students, we can be niche and really kind of give them the specific things that they need. And hopefully at the end of their 3 or 4 years, they'll be really prepared for what they're going to do.
Because it's a pretty tough business.
Oh, it's a very tough business.
To actually make a living in once you get out of
it. Absolutely. But there's a lot of opportunity. And I think that's the hardest thing is being able to see that opportunity. If someone can help you see all of the different opportunities that you have and not be limited to just one scope or vision. I think it can be really beneficial.
You know, we've known you, it seems like, a long time, and I feel like we've sort of seen your career develop over this past, I don't know how long I've known you, five
ten
or six
years.
Years.
It's been
maybe
been a
not
while.
10, but
it's been a while.
Pretty long time.
Yeah.
But so, and you've had a lot of success, so you've learned a lot that you think you can pass on?
Absolutely. I don't know. I think God has really blessed me to have some different experiences and doing things a different way within the context of this music industry. And it's led me to, you know, some really cool partnerships. I have a really amazing partnership with Sterling Bank, who they support the concert series that we do. And we're going to be, you know, continuing our partnership next year. And, you know, really just having, you know, folks in our lives and in our way that are more than just sponsors or supporters, but become family extensions. And I think that's been one of the blessings in my career, is that God's really given me the resources that I need to do what I need to do without having to give in to kind of the whims of an industry that may not always agree with what I want to say or how I want to do it.
Hmm. You're involved in First Night this year?
Yes, playing at the Sheldon, sharing the stage with Kim Massey. So we do 6:30 to 7:30 and 9:30 to 10:30. And it's going to be my same trio. Previewing some of the music that we'll be doing on the concert series that we're going to have at the Sheldon next year, entitled The Master Series. Started that this year with doing Marvin Gaye, and we did Sam Cooke. So next year we're going to be doing Ray Charles, Otis Redding and Stax. I think I'm going to do Marvin Gaye 2.0.
Hmm.
And wait for it, Johnny Cash.
No, come on.
Yeah.
Well, you got to tell me more.
I mean, most people would think that I wouldn't have anything in common with or identify with Johnny Cash, but I said in an interview once, you know, the thing that makes me connect with Johnny Cash and Sam Cooke is I guarantee you that both of them knew How Great Thou Art. And that's kind of that tie is, that kind of spiritual foundation in the music. I mean, Johnny Cash recorded so much gospel music, and I appreciate that. And I just love his music. I love his voice.
When you talk about soul music,
that
original country music, I mean, that's pretty soulful in its own way.
Oh, absolutely. And I think soul music can be taken out of the genre specification and be used as kind of just describing a means by which we interpret music.
And new album?
Yeah, I just recorded it this week, so it should be out.
You just got back from Nashville.
I just got back from Nashville about 2 days ago.
Speaking of Johnny Cash.
Yeah. And recorded an entire album in 2 days. And so now we're going to be doing some mixing and stuff, but really, really excited about that.
So what's your concept for that?
It's called Preach. And it's a message record. It's a fun record, but it's a message record. And also looking at, you know, next year doing an album, hopefully with the 442s.
Really?
And Peter Martin. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we got a lot of exciting projects in the works.
You say your new album, Preach, is a message album. What's the message?
You better preach. Go ahead and tell it like it is. That's the message. It's a lot of stuff happening in the world, you know, and I'm like, I'm getting to the point where I want to tell the truth. So the album is about all of us, you know, really just telling the truth and speaking about love and speaking about those things that uplift the spirit and the soul, but not pulling any punches, you know, so.
You mean human connection? Is that what,
yeah,
what you mean?
Yeah, you know, for all of the things that divide us, you know, we only need one or two things that we have in common to bring us together, and I'm hoping that this album kind of speaks to that.
We want to sample something else, some of your work, Count Your Blessings. Before we get to that, though, this is the time of year where hopefully we do count our blessings, right?
Yeah.
And think about what we're happy and thankful for. What about you?
Oh, man. I have a lot to be thankful for. You know, this song has a new meaning for me and my family, because my four-month-old, he's been in the hospital for the last month. And when I performed this song last week, you know, I was telling the audience that, you know, when you experience, you know, these little life situations, it's amazing the things you become thankful for. Like, I was thankful that they told me he had pneumonia. You know, I was thankful that they told me that, you know, he's not gaining weight, but it's because of this. I'm just thankful that, you know, to the people at Children's Hospital, to all of the nurses and the doctors there, who are so caring and loving for him when we can't be there. So I think we're really relearning not just what this time of the year is about, but what life itself is really all about, and just being blessed.
You're talking about Lincoln, your 4-month
old. Oh, yeah.
So when
yeah.
you say you're happy that he has pneumonia, you mean because
it could be something else. Yeah. Right. You know, it could be something much worse. And even if it was that much worse, it could always be worse again. So we're counting our blessings.
That is Brian Owens. I really like that.
Yeah, that was arranged by Adam Manis. And so that's the 442s.
442s.
Yeah, great, great group. And he really brought that tune to life.
It's another jazzy, soulful holiday affair.
All of the above.
All of those things probably, and some things you haven't mentioned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Brian Owens and Trio. That's Sunday from 4:30 till 7 p.m. at the Bistro Grand Center. If you'd like more information about that, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to UMSL's Alumni Association's website, which, of course, part of the proceeds will benefit
yes.
the Alumni Association
Absolutely.
There. Well, before you go, Brian, I know you grew up here, and so did your parents and grandparents, maybe?
My dad's parents.
Your dad's parents. Yeah. So what are some of your favorite holiday memories of St. Louis, things that your family did or places you would go, or what do you remember fondly?
Driving through the Shrine, seeing all the lights. Just holiday, you know, Christmas morning and Christmas day, like spending it with family and eating too much food.
Yeah.
You know, and then I got older, you know, when I was younger, it was waking up early to see your presence. When I was older, it was, you know, sleeping in until like 12, 1 o'clock when everybody was coming over for dinner.
Well, that didn't happen with four
you know,
kids, right?
You know, oh, with
sleeping
me.
Sleeping late?
Rain check.
Well, we wish you and yours the best of everything, and congratulations on Lincoln. And we hope you have a wonderful holiday with your family. And we're going to see a lot of you next few weeks, it looks like, around town.
It looks that way. So thank you, Steve, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Brian Owens, thank you so much. Coming up next on Cityscape, Homes for the Holidays, a rockin' winter party. This is St. Louis Public Radio.